You're listening to The Eastas with Cameron and Whitney. Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of The Eastas with Cam and Whitney. And it's March 31st today, this next episode of The Eastas. Happy Cesar Chavez Day, everyone. Oh,
yes. Very happy Cesar Chavez Day.
We weren't exactly sure that it was Cesar Chavez Day at all until we took a nice little trip to the DMV with Cameron, so.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We will talk about that.
So, how has your week been, Whitney?
My week's been pretty good. You know, I just sent off my stuff to, well, it's fresh week, but last week was good. I just sent off my stuff to finish purchasing a car today, so it's been wonderful.
Nice. New cars are always nice.
Oh, yeah. You want my old one?
I do, but it's a stick, and I think I'd kill myself.
Oh.
Is what yeah. I think would happen.
That's what my dad said when I first drove a manual vehicle. He was like, you're going to kill yourself. I was like,
well. Maybe I'll put some time in. We'll see. We'll go out in the middle of nowhere, middle of the desert, and I'll drive around a little bit.
Yeah, don't burn up the clutch. It's not a lease.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see how it happens.
Does Andy have a manual you could practice on?
Andy? No.
No? What the heck, guys?
Does not. Manual is the way to, I mean, not, no, automatic. It's just so easy. You don't have to worry about it. You just put your key in the ignition, turn it, and just go.
Just go. Exactly.
Right?
How was your week?
My week, this past week has flown by. It's been ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
Twists and turns.
But your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday was on Friday, which it was very nice. Like, we had a, Friday night, we had a party here. I was lucky enough to have that day off. So I got some errands done that day. I had dinner with my mom. I hadn't seen my mom in forever, like months. So that was really nice. And then that night we had a LAN party. We played a lot of League of Legends and Titanfall. Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare.
A lot of games.
Yeah, we played a lot of games. We played beer pong for a little bit and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up.
Ultimate Man night.
Yeah, it was, I mean, there were chicks there. You know, there were chicks here. Like, Jasmine and Carissa. I had two birthday cakes. That's how pimpin' I am. Yeah, there was, you know, like, we had a rum cake, and then we had an Oreo cake, and there was food, and liquor, and beer, and it was really a good time, because it wasn't like an all-out, like, let's just get as smash as we can party. Like, we actually, like, had, like, you know, a 1v1 League of Legends tournament, which I went to the championship round, but I didn't play in it. I could have won the whole thing.
Ooh.
But I just...
You're like, I puked everywhere because I was too drunk.
No, it was midnight 30, and I just really wanted to play beer pong, so I just handed Andy the win, you know, because it was me and Andy in the final mm-hmm. round. So I was like, you know what, hey, you know, you threw this party for me and everything, so I'm just, you're champion of the night, blah, blah, it was really cool. But, so the party went over really well, and I'm truly, truly blessed for everyone that's around. I'm sorry you couldn't make it, you know.
I know, well, there was some mixed company that I preferred not to expose myself to.
Makes sense. And then Saturday night, me and some coworkers went to Applebee's for like another sale, because they thought that my party was Saturday night.
I thought your party was Saturday night too.
Yeah, but I mean, I closed Saturday night. Well, I would have a party, and I get off at 10.
I didn't close Saturday night though, so I didn't know.
So yeah, and so ended up going to Applebee's with a group of coworkers, and Jasmine and Shannon, my friends, went with us. And then because the reason why they wanted to go to Applebee's because there's a girl that I'm, like, talking to, I guess. I don't even know what to say about it. Because I've only ever seen her at Applebee's, and I've only ever talked to her for maybe, like, we've had, like, half an hour of conversation over the past, like, 4 or 5 months. So it's not even anything serious. But Kim wanted to scope her out and make sure she was Cam Bam material.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so, but it turned out really nice. I mean, a couple people got there late and then left early because they had better things to do. But, you know what? I'm not going to let it bother me because, you know, my entire birthday weekend went pretty well. Like, I mean, friggin' getting an 18-year-old $9 bottle of scotch.
That's true.
It's kind of like one of the highlights.
18 years of age.
Yeah.
Glenlivet.
I don't even know if I want to open it. Like, it's just sitting there on my desk right here.
Just let it double in age, and then yeah, right? Open it. Back when I was 22, 23.
Yeah, right? I got this bottle of scotch. So good.
Just saving, like, it for you, buddy.
my 6-year-old son. Like, here you go. Have a shot, bud. You gotta grow up sometime.
Oh, yeah? You wanna try alcohol again? Drink the whole damn bottle.
But, I mean, the thing is, like, I had such a good birthday, and things were on the upswing, like, everything was going my way. But then, yesterday was just probably one of just, like, the worst occurrences.
That day blew up in your face. I heard about it at work, and I was like, ooh, felt the burn.
It was ridiculous. So, and we work at the military base, and my base pass has been expired for a few days, but I was talking to a guy at the gate, a Marine, and I told him, hey, my license is going to expire. He's like, well, what you should do, honestly, is the date on your card really doesn't matter anymore because we just scan your ID. And the little gun we scan it with will tell us if you're able to get on base or not. So really that date is just like, you should get a new one, but you have a special circumstance. So as soon as you get your license renewed, just get a new pass and everything will be peachy. Well, on Sundays, because, you know, some Marines get weekends off, they hire local cops, like the rent-a-cops,
mm-hmm.
to watch the front gate. And so this guy, I pull up, like, and I'm like half an hour early for work.
Excuse me, please. May I see your ID, please?
Yeah, like, please. He's like, I was like, you know your base pass has expired. And I told
ignorance
him, I
was like, is no reason not to follow the law. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And so like, I was like, you know, yeah, I know this, blah, blah, they've been letting me on, and this is the thing. And then, this is probably what I shouldn't have said. I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting a new license tomorrow because the DMV is closed on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't had time to do it before my birthday because I worked all the time. And then, like, the hours of working and all that stuff really didn't leave a window for me to spend 5 uh-huh. hours at the DMV.
Most of the time when I work, it's like you don't have any time to get to the DMV before it closes anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, you know, I was like, I know I'm going to get a new pass tomorrow. I'm just on my way to work right now, you know, all good. So this guy's like, hey, I'm going to need to see your license and registration and proof of insurance. And I'm like, really? Really? And then so he takes everything. He's like, oh, your license is expired, huh? And I was like, I just literally just told you what's going on. I told you my story, blah, blah. My birthday was 2 days ago, bro. Come on, give me some slack. And then so he's like, I'm going to have to pull you over. And I was like, really?
Pull over to the side, please.
Yeah, so he pulls me over, and I call work, and I tell him what's going on. So basically, like, Shelby just gives me the day off to handle this stuff, because it's, like, serious. I'm not going to go into detail about the conversation, because it'll just piss me off. But long story short, you know, I'm sitting over on the side of the road for, like, 45 minutes, and then finally the rent-a-cop and a Marine comes up, and I get a $350 ticket from the town cop, and then I get my base driving privileges taken away from the Marine cop, and then they almost arrest me because, like, I can't legally drive my car, like, on base or off base, and I was on base at this point. And so they were gonna, like, put my car in lockup, they were gonna take me to jail, and I'm just like, this is so ridiculous. Like, it's, oh god, like, the freaking city cop was about to just haul me off down to,
please let me shove my fist up your ass, please.
Yeah, like, oh my god, that's, man, that's terrible. Just, like, chill. And finally, like, the town cop goes away, and I'm just talking to the Marine, and he tells me, like, yeah, sorry, that guy's kind of a tight ass, blah, blah. He's like, I really do not want to take you to jail, and so I'm not going to. And I'm like, well, thanks. that's great. And so I get all this settled and all that stuff. And he even tells me, like, the ticket I have, he's like, if you get this renewed before, he gave me a court date of April 17th to go to the PMO office on base. And he said, if I get it fixed before then, that he will personally make sure that my town ticket, the $350, gets thrown out so I don't have to pay it. So I was like, that's great. That's good. That's fine. But now I'm in the system. This is, like, my first thing ever.
Well, once it gets dropped, then you won't be.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. And so, like, I came home at, like, 1:30 in the afternoon and just started, and cracked open a beer. I was done. I was kicking at my feet. Just played a shit ton of Diablo 3.
Killing things. Mass murdering little demons.
Pretty much. And then fixes today, everything. And then today, oh my god. Like, today was ridiculous too. Like, I'm like, okay, I get everything together, blah, blah. Like, you sat here while I printed off my insurance cards.
I'm right. Like, Cameron, we're going to the DMV. Get your stuff together. He's like, oh, okay.
So I get everything together, print off new insurance cards so I know it's the right information, stuff. And then go all the way to the DMV. And the DMV is closed.
Closed why?
Caesar Chavez Day. Who the fuck is Caesar Chavez and why do I care?
And so this gentleman walks behind us after we see the sign and we're like, wait, it's a Monday. Yeah, today's a Monday. And the guy's like, oh, Caesar Chavez, some Mexican president. Or I'm like, we're like, wait, then why does it apply to us?
Right? Like freaking government workers just want any reason not to do their jobs. Mm-hmm. I swear to Jesus. Oh, there's a Mexican president. His birthday's today. Let's take off work. Let's have some margaritas, right? That's really
right?
Mexican.
4th of July, nothing to fucking do with us, by the way.
Oh, my God. It just, so happy Cesar Chavez Day, everybody.
Ta-da!
Yeah, have a margarita for me. Anyway, yeah, so that was my weekend. That was very...
You had a lot more eventful weekend than me. I just worked, and then I stayed at home. So, customer connections. What you feeling?
So, my customer connections kind of revolve around my birthday this week.
Everything revolves around your birthday.
it's just one of those things, you know? Like, because we have regular customers.
Birthday month? No?
Like, yeah, so, like, I'm not going to say any names or anything. I'll say Ricardo, because he got me an awesome shirt. I'm wearing it right now. It says, chubby, tattooed, bearded, and awesome.
Fits pretty cute.
Which
not
is
gonna lie.
Super awesome. Like, this is probably my favorite shirt, and I'll wear it every day it's clean, which will be like once a month. Whatever.
Laundry day.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna say any names of anybody else. Like, he's not really a regular customer, but he's kind of seeing one of our coworkers. But dude walks in with a bag, and he went to Applebee's with us. And he was like, I was going to wait until we go to Applebee's tonight, but I just want to go ahead and give it to you. Bust out this $90 bottle of scotch. And I'm like, what? And like a box of like $60 cologne, which I'm wearing right now. I don't know if you can. Yep.
Ooh, very nice. Very
right,
nice.
Right? And so I'm like, oh my God. I was like, dude, seriously. Like,
who buys someone gifts like that who barely knows you?
Oh, well, the thing is, like, what it boils down to is he never would have started seeing who he's seen had I not had my concert. Because they met at my show.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, they met because of my show, so he was, like, thankful for that and stuff like that. And I'm just like, still, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. And then there's another regular customer. They come in at least twice a day. Every day. And so, like, they find out it's my birthday, and... You know, they're all like, why didn't you tell me, blah, blah? I'm like, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. It's just a birthday. It just means I didn't die in a year. Like, yay. Like, it's nothing. Like, a birthday really isn't that big of a deal
to me. I saw this funny thing, and it said, it was actually a girl's status. Her name is Taylor Kent. She works at Shinebucks back home where I'm from. And she posted, doctor's studies show that for every birthday, or birthdays are good for your health. For every one that you have, you live a year longer. And I was like, ha!
So, yeah. Like, that's all I see birthdays as. It's a milestone that says you didn't die. Well, she comes in, like, half an hour before we close or whatever, and she gives me a birthday card. I'm like, oh, that's really sweet. What do you think? It's a really awesome birthday card, too. Like, it's one of those, like, music ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got pictures of, like, different instruments, like drums, guitar, and, like, a mic and stuff. And you press it, it changes the music that plays. So the guitar is like a guitar solo, the drum's like a drum solo, and it's super awesome. Inside of this card is $100.
From who again?
I don't want to say your name.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, whoa. I was like, this is far too much. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, nope, can't take this. Sorry. It's not okay. And I, like, pleaded with her and tried to give it back, but, like, it just... She wouldn't take it back. And I felt so bad. And I was like, ah,
that's
man,
so cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, and it helped me out a lot, you know. It put gas in my car and stuff like that. And I was able to get stuff that I needed for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like a beard trimmer. Because the beard net thing is being fought. So I had to wear a beard net for all of one day. And then so now it's probably not even going to be a thing. And I told everybody it's not going to last long.
Yeah.
Because wearing a beard net is totally against Shinebuck's image. Like, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said.
Well, other licensed Shinebucks is they have to wear hairnets.
Yeah, but that's different.
Is it?
Beard hairs don't fall out. I've never had a beard hair fall out of my face.
They do. They do fall out. And you know what they look like? Pubes.
No. No, I've never.
If you find one on the counter, you're not like, oh, must be a beard hair. You're like, who the hell put their pube here?
See, that's just ridiculous because I don't.
That's the truth. Okay, everyone who agrees with me that beard hairs, when removed, look exactly like pubes, please give us a tweet at followistas on Twitter, or go ahead and just shoot us an email.
We're not going to talk about pubes on our Twitter.
No, I just want to make sure that people agree with me. You can just say, yes, I agree. That's all that needs to be said. Just, yes, I agree, Whitney. Thank you.
No.
Thank you for that.
And then, no, but Jasmine, my birthday, super special, though. Like,
oh,
I woke up, and, like, the hallway was, like, carpeted with, like, black and yellow balloons, like Batman, you know? They were carpeted with black and yellow balloons, and she had, like, little comic book, like, word bubbles on the wall. And then she, like, made me birthday muffins and, like, laid them on the counter, like, candles that said happy birthday across them.
Aww.
And it's cool. And she made me a card. It's really heartfelt. And then she made a birthday cake. Just randomly, I just, like, opened the fridge and, like, birthday cake. I was like, when did you have the time to do all this? She stayed out with me until, like, 2 o'clock in the morning playing music and stuff. Then she got up early at, like, 5 o'clock, like, 2.5 hours before she had to go to work to do all this for me. I was like, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. Like, I gotta make her birthday special, too.
You gotta make it super special.
Yeah. Well, enough about me. Enough about me. You have a customer connection, I'm sure.
Oh, my customer connection is definitely not super heartfelt. It's actually kind of hurtful.
Yeah, well, that's the opposite, you know? Alpha Omega. Thor and Loki.
I'm not Loki. Don't even compare me to Loki.
Black and white. Whatever.
I'm definitely black. Anyway.
Below my waist. Sorry.
Anyway. Sorry. So my customer connection is actually pretty funny. At least I died laughing because I thought it was so funny, and the customer did not. He was not a fan of my joke.
So you ran into one of my customers. Just no humor.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So this guy, and I know him now. He's 18 years old, and he was sitting at the bar with his friend, and he was making some snarky little remark about something to his friend, and the friend looks at the Canadian guy, and he goes, oh, you know, be quiet, and then he looks at me, because I'm on the bar, and he says, ignore that guy, he's Canadian, and so instantly, I'm quick-witted, hence Whitney, but I looked at the guy, and I said, oh, so he's never fought for anything in his life.
That's terrible.
Because like, he's Canadian.
Like, I like a good joke making fun of Canadians and everything, but that's harsh.
The really funny thing is the background behind this reason. Okay, the kid's a Marine, and he actually came from Canada to the States to join the military with the U.S. states to fight for something.
So it was ironic, really.
So it was extremely hurtful to him.
That's terrible.
That. And so he just kind of looked at his friend, and then his friend thought it was funny too. So his friend was laughing with me, and goes, ooh, that was good, burn! And his friend just got up and walked out.
See, you're such a jerk. See, that's bad. I mean, it's kind
of
funny.
But I proceeded to tell that joke about 8 times the rest of the day, and then for 2 days after that, like...
Yeah, I came up with original stuff. I mean,
that was good. That was original. I just came up with that at the top of my head.
I don't know. That it sounds like something I would say, but I would only say it like if I knew the person. I would say it to a stranger. I'm not
when
that much
someone
of an
makes
asshole.
Jokes at me, I make jokes back. So it's like that's why I enjoy a lot of my guy friends because a lot of my guy friends can take jokes as well as give them. So if people give jokes at me or like they pitch me shit, expect it back. So they're sitting there pitching me some shit and, like, kind of making fun of each other. And I'm like, oh, they can take a joke. And so I pitched a joke at them, and I guess they just didn't expect it. Maybe my face doesn't look like I make mean jokes like that.
No, you don't. You're all cute and innocent, and then all of a sudden you're like, you suck at life. Why? Why did you say that to
you
me?
You suck at life.
I do have a drink for listeners to try
drink
this week.
Drink of the week? Ta-da! Yeah.
Because usually, like, I like the cinnamon dolce latte.
I drank that today.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. But...
Oh, you're talking about cinnamon, aren't you?
No.
Cinnamon? No? Okay, never mind.
I'm just talking about doing a cinnamon dolce latte with soy.
Oh!
And usually I don't drink soy.
My drink? Oh!
Yeah, usually I do not drink soy because soy has a lot of estrogen in it.
Okay, not as high as people think. If you drink it all the time, then yes. But everyone's like, God, if I take this, it's like taking 5 hormone pills. No, yeah. It's not at all.
I'm going to start lactating if I drink it every day. I'm just saying.
I was going to make a mean joke. No, I won't.
Well, you can make mean jokes against me. I don't care.
Oh.
I'm chubby, bearded, tattooed, and awesome. Pretty much.
Well. Definitely, I don't have a drink for people to try because I'm still trying to figure out what I want to drink at work lately. I'm just not craving it. So, speaking of work, though, I have a little topic that I'd like to just talk about for a second. It's professionalism in the workplace. I was thinking about it the other day when I was at work, when I was hearing people talk about certain stuff. It's not even the fact that people joke around, because I am the least serious person you'll find sometimes. But I just mean that, like, certain activities that you do outside of work, you shouldn't talk about while you're at work.
Well, that's when, like, the bridges get kind of blurry, like, the road lines kind of, like, dissipate and the lanes come together. Because, I mean, you're doing things outside of work with your coworkers, and so naturally, when you go to work, like, you're going to talk about the things you did outside of work just because it's fresh on your mind and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that doesn't make it okay, but I can understand why it happens the way that it happens.
Well, of course, we all talk about, like, our relationships and issues, and God knows we're all an open book. But the thing is when it comes to talking about things where it could affect your job, you know, you should just leave that in a box and not bring it to work with you and open it for everyone to look at.
Well, the thing,
I think it's just job threatening, and I think it's not smart for people to talk about it, or especially to come to work under certain circumstances and talk about the circumstances to which they're there.
I mean, one of the biggest things about where we work is that it's such a small town, and everyone clings to whoever, you know, shows them attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, all of our coworkers, like, we have, like, a lot of them get really close to each other, you know?
I mean, that's like, how you make the easiest friends, is through people with similarities, so.
Yeah, and so these people are doing things outside of work, bringing it into work, but the downfall of this is there's a fake form of trust there.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Because even though we work together and we hang out outside of work, there's still a hierarchy. You know, like, me and you can't go to work and then, I don't know, I'm just like, Whitney, you're such a fucking bitch. I hope you die in fire. Like, I can't just...
No, you could never say that because I'm your manager.
Yeah, like,
so I would have to treat it just like anyone else had said it to me.
Yeah, as much as I want to say no to you sometimes, I can't, you know.
Yeah.
You get to boss me around, and I'm sure you love that, but...
I don't like bossing people around, but it's just when I'm told that, you know, you can't be a manager if you can't act like one. So start delegate, like, not even delegation, because I can delegate just fine, but start kind of, like, not using my power, but they pretty much said you need to not fear the consequence of other people's consequences. So yeah. It's like, I can't be afraid of the consequences of other people's actions, because they brought it on themselves by doing that.
I mean, and favoritism is rampant everywhere. Like,
I know you're not talking about me.
I'm talking about everybody, honestly. Mm-hmm. There are some people that just like other people more than others, you know? Like, I mean, take Kim and Judy. Like, they live together, so of course Kim's going to be easier on Judy, even though she's not, because it's... Their whole relationship is just hilarious. But, like, you and Brittany, or you and me, like, you'll be different towards me, or definitely towards Brittany, than you will, like, anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and everyone thinks that, you know, our manager and me are, like, old chums, known each other for years and everything. But, I mean, that's not true at all. Like, there are people that get more hours at work. There are people that do things that I've gotten in trouble for and just skate by. Like,
there are people that have done things that they should have been fired for and are still there. And then when people make one small mistake or actually threaten their job, and that's what I think is really weird about the workplace that we work in, is some people are given more stretch than others just because one person feels that, oh, the person's gotten in trouble a lot is being picked on. No, legitimately, they are just screwing up a lot. If they've gotten in trouble that many times, why do you think that it's shown like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why, the people that aren't getting in trouble are doing their job. That's as simple as it is. I don't care how hard one person works. If they've gotten in trouble a million times, clearly they're not fearing consequence. Clearly they're not fearing getting in trouble or losing their job because they continue to do things that can get them in trouble.
And then another point about this whole thing is I'm so tired of people who do really messed up things. They just do like shitty things that are just immoral. And then they get upset when you judge them or treat them more differently. You know, like, at work, I'm going to treat you like a coworker. You know, I'm going to go about work and do things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if, you know, Sunday, we're all chummy and stuff like that, we're making jokes and stuff like that, and then I find out you cheat on your husband on Tuesday, well, Wednesday, you better believe that I'm just going to be like, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, can you fill the ice bin for me, please? Thanks. You know, like, oh, can you rinse my pitchers for me? Like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, it's up, girl, blah, 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 you know, because that's...
When you realize someone's done something crappy, it's like you can't treat them the same because no matter what people like to think, it does change people's perspective. Like, perspective is very easily moved by your actions because a lot of the time, what people say has no... What is the word?
I can't read your mind. I just want to make a note, though, that no one that I know of has cheated on their husband. So.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think like, oh, one of them bitches is a skank.
Like, one of them bitches is a skank.
I'm not saying that at all.
Everyone's just saluting it up at Shinebucks.
I just used that as an example.
Yeah.
Is what I did.
But I think that credibility, that's my word. So Whitney's famous long pause credibility.
Credibility.
Yeah, words often, what people say, there's no credibility because credibility is proven by action. So they say, okay, I work out all the day. Okay, well, you said it, but did you do it? Yeah, where's your credibility?
One of the things, like, don't lie to me and don't insult my intelligence. And I feel like those two things have just become ridiculous recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is if people question what you do, show them that you do it. You know what I mean? If someone says, I don't believe that you can show up on time. Show up on time. Every single day. That's the easiest way to prove them wrong.
I was late a lot. Like, I hate being late for things. But somehow, just stuff happens when I'm on my way to work that I'm always, like, you know, a minute to, like, 5 minutes late, you know, and there have been rare cases.
Punctuality just isn't a strong point for you.
I mean, and it usually is. It's just that somehow the universe just decides to kick me in the dick. Like, that one day where I was, you know, I was running a little late for work, but I was going to make it on time, and then I pull out of my driveway, and the tire I had on my car, because I needed to get the tire replaced, just fell off. Because some jackass had loosened all my lug nuts off. Like, I'm like, why? Like, why does that have to happen? And so I ended up being like an hour and a half late to work.
You probably walked out just a little bit too early and they were just trying to leave your car on a block. Remove all your tires and wheels and just leave it.
You never know. And so, like, stuff like that happens and it's ridiculous.
I'm the person that, when it comes to punctuality, I'm either an hour to 2 hours early or I'm 1 minute early and right on time. Like, I am, or... If it's, that's when it comes to work. When it comes to hanging out with friends, I am notoriously known to being 10 to 15 minutes late every single time. I'm like, all right, see you at 3 o'clock. Actually going to be there at 3:15, see you then.
Yeah, right.
That's always like right when I'm headed over. I'm ready by 3, but then I have to be there.
I always invite people over like half an hour before I want them to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, super big nerd alert. Like my Dungeons & Dragons group,
mm-hmm.
they're always late. And so, I want to start around 7:30, so I tell them that it starts at 6. And then, lo and behold, they'll be there around 7:30. I'm like, cool, we can do this now. So.
Oh, you're crafty. You've cheated your way around that.
I really have.
So.
This Cameron, is probably the greatest
Cameron,
thing
why
ever.
Don't you, why don't you tell everyone what you saw on Google today.
No, I'm like, this is just, it made me extremely happy for
we at least... We both squealed for a moment.
Like 15 minutes. Google has done this little thing called the Pokemon Challenge. What they've done is they've taken the Google Maps app and under the search bar, when you're searching for an address, a little Pokeball symbol is there. You can hit start now. And then what happens is, all these little Pokemon show up on Google Maps. And you can, like, capture Pokemon and stuff like that. And, like, it keeps track of, like, your Pokedex and everything. Like, you can evolve Pokemon and stuff. Like, it is amazing. Like, I really, like, we seriously sat here for 15 minutes on our freaking phones just catching random Pokemon on Google Maps. And then I realized, like, we watched the video, and the video just makes it look amazing. And I will put a link in the show notes, because if you're a fan of Pokemon, or even if you just enjoy, like, something just amazing and adventurous and intuitive, then you have to watch this video. Because it just makes it look amazing. And we were super excited. Like, we were making plans, like, go on a road trip and, like, capture all these Pokemon and stuff on our Google Maps app. But then I went back to the page because, like, there was a feature that wasn't in the app that was in the video. And then we discovered that it was probably the most amazing April Fool's joke in the world.
That Google literally just got everyone to download Google Maps in a matter of seconds. After watching that video, we're like, oh! And then downloaded it, only to discover fraud.
Yeah.
Straight fraud. Thick, tar-like fraud.
The whole point of the Pokemon Challenge was that whoever caught the most before April 2nd was going to get a job at Google just being the Pokemon master.
Literally, it says there is a card, a little business card that would give you this as Pokemon Master, Google employee. And we're like, what?
And so then,
it shows, like, people climbing mountains, like sticking their phone into a crevice and catching a Pokemon.
Like, we're Charizard, like, pops out and stuff.
Yeah. Geodude.
Like, it was such an amazing video, and it got me really excited. And then I found out that it was just an April Fool's joke, but I want this to be a thing. Like, I would totally take a break from Diablo 3 to go outside and catch Pokemon on my Google Maps app. Like, that would probably be the best fitness app in the world.
Blizzard's pissed at you now for saying that.
Like, no, like, seriously.
Cancels your account.
If I saw, like, oh, there's Pokemons in those mountains behind my house, I would go rock climbing. You better believe.
Google, this is definitely a way to get people fit, is making them go out and venture for Pokemon. Yeah. But then people would quit their jobs. Don't do that. Allow some time.
Like, this needs to be a real thing, though. Like, it really does need to be a real
thing. Just a game, not like a life-threatening kind of thing. Like, where you're promised something where there's only one position for millions of people. Yeah. Don't do that. That's mean.
But this is another reason why we want to advertise for Google.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it happen. We'll do it. Because you're popping up more and more. This is only episode 5.
Speaking of a motivation here, I wanted to move on to the motivation station. And that's what I'm calling it.
Because we're going to segment motivation station.
So I need some soft music here right now.
We need some bumpers.
I know.
What we need.
We really do. So my motivation is just a couple motivational quotes, just because I've been thinking a lot about which way people choose to do things and how they view their outlooks on changes that kind of come into their lives. So. There's this great quote by Robert Frost. I've always loved Robert Frost since I was in high school, and I had an old principal who was amazing, and his name is Mr. Gilbert, and he was wonderful, but he introduced me to Robert Frost, and I will forever love him for that after he left us after only a year. I hate you, and I love you. Robert Frost has this quote, and it says, "The best way out is always through." And that's true. You can't run from your problems. You shouldn't just skip out on them. Just because it looks difficult doesn't mean that you should avoid it. Just push past it and move on.
Yeah.
You know? And then did you want to share the other quote?
Oh, sure. Okay, I thought this would be, you know, like, relative, because this whole thing kind of started about where we work. But this quote is by Voltaire. It says, "Work spares us from three evils: boredom, vice, and need." Which, I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the work provides you money for the things you need.
Mm.
And then work keeps you off the streets. You know, you have a job. You have responsibilities.
Keeps you doing something. So there's not boredom. You're not sitting there wondering what you could be doing. You have responsibilities, like you said.
Yeah, you're not sitting there getting high, eating Cheetos.
Vice. You can afford things.
Yeah.
So I completely agree with that. I feel like that's wonderful. I always hear, not kidding, being by a military base, I hear all the time how bored people are because they've got nothing to do, but they don't want to get a job. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're bored. You have nothing to do. You have no money to go out and do stuff, but you don't want to work for it. Yeah. Huh. Weird.
I mean, that's the way society is. It's babied and sugar-coated. That's why a lot of people don't like me, because I'm very blunt and honest, and I just tell you how I feel.
I sugarcoat certain things, but when it comes to, like, you being my personal friend, it's really difficult for me to sugarcoat. I just kind of say it exactly how it is, and how you deal with it's your own choice
exactly.
Most of the time.
And that's why...
That's what makes good friends,
yeah,
is honesty.
I appreciate that.
Hard honesty is just the only way to have a friendship. You don't. They always say fake friends versus true friends. Okay, well, fake friends are the ones that want to protect your feelings. Like, they always say, no, like, friends are there to help you with your feelings. No, they are. But the friends that are fake are going to protect you from everything that's bad so you never have to deal with it. The true friends are going to help you through the bad shit.
Yeah, see, I'm the guy that, like, no one likes to go to the gym with. Then, you know, you shower after the gym and I'm like, dude, your penis is really small.
Like, you're like, unlike mine.
Yeah. It's really small. Let's just, I don't sugarcoat anything.
That's okay. Us, like, if you'd see me and my friend Brittany at the gym, we go in there and there's this huge, lengthy mirror that goes, like, horizontal across this counter. And we both stand there and we're like, oh, hey, is my ass a little bit, hey, look, my ass is kind of like, there's less of a crease beneath that. I think it's perked up a little bit. What do you think? And she's like, yeah, no, hon, it looks a lot better. I'm like, So she starts showing me her stomach and she's just like, wow, is my stomach flat? I'm like, it's really flat. And she goes, oh, okay. It's like, we're checking each other out, but we're also critiquing each other. Like, you kind of suck there still, so fix it. So I'm like, look at my thighs. She's like, yeah, your thighs. I'm like, yeah, well, we should work on our arms next time. She's like, yeah, my arms.
I was waiting for the negative to come, because so far it was just like a lesbian porno.
No, no, it's like we compliment, and then we break each other down, and then we work towards goals at the gym. We're like, oh, this looks good. Yeah, this is improved, but this is bad.
I was just waiting for like the how's my stomach? Oh, it's really flat. How's my nipples? How are those?
Nipples. Ew. Nipples. it's just a gross word.
It's not. No.
Nipples.
What do you say like that? No. One of my favorite words.
It's shoes.
Shoes. No. Is moist.
A lot of people hate that word. I always think of like. Cake?
No, because, like, it...
Moist?
Like, moist? It just... It sounds like what it means. Like, moist.
Moist.
Like, just wet. Like, cake. You know, like, that cake, the rum cake, where it's moist.
Cake. Does he want to put a claim on?
The fuck? Okay, so, we now have a Facebook for you people that use Facebook.
And you like to like pages? Well, now you can like the Eastas all the time. Well, one at a time. But share with your friends that they should like the Eastas because we're amazing.
Yeah, I thought Twitter was enough, but Whitney was like, no, Twitter's not enough.
And people love their social networks. They're like Twitter, Instagram. We got a certain Instagram just post all coffee shit. That's going to happen. I'm making one tonight, so just look forward to it.
No, how about I just link my Instagram? And then,
your Instagram?
Yeah, just we'll have individual Instagram accounts.
Well, I have my own Instagram account.
Yeah, so do I. We don't need to have an Easter Instagram. What are we going to do, take a picture of a coffee cup once a week? Like, that's boring.
Well, fine. I guess if you want a little insight to your Easter's lives, you can follow our Instagrams.
Yeah.
Mine's at FunnyLittleWhitney, if you want to check me out.
My Instagram is CamBams. It's just CamBams with a Z.
Z.
That's me.
Alrighty. Well, wonderful talking to you guys today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, listen, email us at followistas@gmail.com and check us out on Twitter at followistas.
Yes.
And once again, we do have Instagram, so mine's at funnylittlewhitney.
Mine is cambams with a Z.
And you guys have a wonderful day. Don't be an asshole or we will decaf your shots.